Coach, you got UCLA coming into town tomorrow. A big matchup. They're ranked number 4 in the country. What would a win over the Bruins do for your program?
Well, it'd be great. Obviously, they're an excellent team, and they've got a high ranking, and they deserve it. And they've got a high RPI, and they deserve it. They've earned it, and we're going to have to play good to beat them. And they're the next opponent in front of us, and that's what we're focused on. And I believe the guys know how big of a challenge it's going to be, and we'll have to be on our A game.
What are you seeing from UCLA on film that maybe the less educated basketball fan like myself is maybe not aware of?
Well, with them, it's the obvious. I believe, in talking to a number of guys within the league, they're the best offensive team that I've seen in the Pac-12 since I've been at Utah. So this is my 6th season. They're definitely the best offensive team that I've seen, by far, in my opinion, not close. And they have multiple weapons, and they're really, really unselfish. And I don't know if the common basketball fan, when you watch ball play, will really see how good he is and how unselfish he is. The passes that he makes and how he sees the game and his willingness to do it is unbelievable to me. And so he's a real asset to their team. And obviously they've got some veterans too. When you talk about Hamilton and Alford and Welsh, and then TJ Leaf's a real talent. I mean, they can hit you in a lot of different ways, and they share the ball. They play the right way, and they're a team that you're going to have to show up and beat, because in my opinion, I'm watching them, they're not going to beat themselves. You're going to have to be on it, and you're going to have to earn it, and they're going to make you do that. And so that'll be the challenge.